Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the broadcast today, continuing to share with you on the subject of what makes you a strong Christian. We've seen the fact that the Lord is the strength of our life. We are to seek strength. We are to keep His commandments continually that we may be strong. And as you keep the Word in your mouth, you keep the Word in your mind, and you observe to do it consistently, being strong and of a good courage, then you will see that the strength of God will function in your life. Remember, as you are strong now, you can be having that same level of strength throughout your life. Your strength should not diminish. Remember Caleb, he was just as strong at 40 as he was at 80, to war, to go out, and to come in. Even though the outward man perishes, the inward man is renewed day by day. We are to maintain strength in our life. We also saw where David waxed stronger while the house of Saul got weaker and weaker. That's the war between the spirit and the flesh. David was a man after the spirit, Saul a man after the flesh. As you walk in the spirit, you'll get stronger and stronger, and the flesh will be weaker and weaker. If the opposite occurs, you'll be weaker spiritually, and yet the flesh will be stronger if you keep yielding to the flesh. You are to crucify the flesh, deny yourself and your own desires, and yield unto the walking in the ways of the Spirit. Yield unto the Word of God, and be obedient to God's Word, and you will walk in the Spirit. We also saw that our hearts to be perfect before God, and God will show Himself strong in our behalf. We also need to realize that the angels are with us. There's more with us than with the enemy. And when we realize that, and we know that the God's power is at work for us, that will produce strength in our life, as we know the angels are going to fight the battle in the realm of the Spirit against the enemy. Also, the joy of the Lord is our strength, our fortified place of protection. You need the joy of the Lord. You've got to learn to rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. You've got to learn to keep your eyes upon Him. Don't look at those circumstances that'll cause your joy to go. The Bible says count it all joy when you're enveloped with these temptations. You need to always keep a joyful, rejoicing spirit about you in the Lord. Have eyes on the Lord, not on the circumstances. That will cause you to be in a fortified place of protection spiritually against the enemy. Also, Psalms 27:14, wait on the Lord, and He's going to strengthen your heart. It's an expectant waiting, being bound together with the Lord, standing on His Word, immovable, and this is what God is looking for in our life. Also, we need to hope in the Lord. If you have hopelessness, hopelessness will sap your spiritual strength. You are to continually maintain hope, confident expectancy, knowing that God is going to bring forth His promises. It is to be the anchor of your soul. We also saw in Psalms 138 where they were to pray, and then they got strength in their soul. When they would come and pray and God would answer them, He would strengthen them with strength in their soul. In every situation, learn to pray the Word of God. Learn to pray and to release the power of God. It also will cause a strengthening of strength in your soul. We also saw the scripture in Proverbs 10:29. That the way of the Lord is strength to the upright. If you will walk uprightly in the way of the Lord, the straight and narrow way, it will produce strength in your life. We also saw the fear of the Lord is another ingredient to be a strong Christian. In the fear of the Lord is strong confidence. God wants you to have the fear of the Lord. You'll hate evil. You'll be yielded unto the Lord. You'll be adaptable to Him, submissive unto Him, and choosing to walk in His ways, and it will produce a strong confidence in you. The name of the Lord is a strong tower, Proverbs 18:10. When you walk in line with the name of Jesus, using the name of Jesus in prayer against your enemy, fighting the good fight of faith in the name of the Lord, He will destroy your enemies. You will be safe. It is a strong tower unto you. We saw the scripture in Proverbs 24:5-10 as we were concluding. We want to bring this up again. Proverbs 24:5, a wise man is strong. Yea, a man of knowledge increases strength. You need to get the knowledge of God. You need to get in the Word of God and to receive the Word and allow that revelation knowledge to come forth. The Holy Spirit will reveal it to you, and that increases strength. So is your knowledge, so will be your spiritual strength. And it also says a wise man is strong. A wise man is one who has learned to apply the revelation knowledge of God's Word. A foolish man just walks in his own ways. We're not going to be foolish. We're going to be wise because we are going to continue in the ways of the Lord. Also, Proverbs 24:10, if thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small. We're not going to faint. If you're fainting in your spiritual walk, that shows that you are lacking spiritual strength. Your strength is small. Instead, we're going to rise up strong in the Lord. The day of adversity will try to come against every single one of us. Every one of us are going to be tested, tried. The enemy will try to come against us for the Word's sake, and we have to learn to do the Word. If you have the Word in you and you're a hearer and a doer, you will not faint in the day of adversity. And that will show that your strength is not small, but instead your strength is increasing. God wants you to be a strong Christian. Remember, whatever you sow, you're going to reap if you faint not. And men ought always to pray and not to faint. Continue to pray. Pray without ceasing until the Lord brings forth the victory for you. In Ecclesiastes 7, verse 19, wisdom strengtheneth the wise more than 10 mighty men which are in the city. God wants you to really seek after wisdom. You know, Proverbs says, get wisdom. Wisdom is what strengthens the wise more than 10 mighty men. You've got to get the wisdom of God and then continue in it so that you will be wise and you will see God's blessing upon your efforts in life. In Isaiah 30, verse 15, for thus saith the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest shall you be saved, in quietness and in confidence shall be your strength. In quietness and in confidence shall be your strength. When we are confident in the Lord, when we are quiet, at rest, at peace in the Lord, we're going to have strength. You need a confidence or a trusting in the Lord. If you'll trust in the Lord and rely on Him and be at peace and at rest because you know Him, you know what He's going to do, you know He's going to respond according to His Word, you know He's going to answer prayer, you know He's going to bring forth that healing and deliverance, you know that He's faithful to perform His Word over your, in your life, then that produces the strength of God in you. In Isaiah chapter 35, verse 3 and 4, it says, strengthen ye the weak hands and confirm the feeble knees. Say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God with a recompense. He will come and save you. Who is our Savior, our Deliverer, our Healer, the Restorer, the one who comes to minister to our need and bring us out of bondage and captivity and save us from and protect us from what the enemy brings against us? It's the Lord. The Bible says God will come with a vengeance. He will bring forth recompense against our enemies. And what do we need to do? Get rid of that fear. Fear is coming from the devil. If you have fear in your heart, God says, fear not. Be strong and fear not. Do not let the devil have place. Fear not. If you have fear, that will sap your spiritual strength. In Isaiah chapter 40, verse 29, He gives power to the faint, and to them that have no might, He increases strength. Who's the source? The Lord will increase strength. Even if you are in a situation where you fainted or you have no might, start looking to the Lord. He will increase your strength as you start drawing nigh unto Him. The Bible says, even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. What's going to be the key? Waiting upon the Lord. When you wait upon the Lord, you are going to be binding yourself together with Him. You're going to be looking to Him with expectancy. That's what that word means, wait, to bind together or to look with expectancy. We're going to be bound together with the Lord. We're going to walk in His ways. And it says He's going to renew your strength, your force, your might. Oh, praise God. God wants you to have the strength of God. It says you're going to mount up with wings as eagles. You're going to run and not be weary. You're going to walk and not faint. We're not going to get weary. We're not going to get faint. That's what happens in your mind when you don't keep your eyes on the Lord. They got weary and faint, and then they draw back. No, God does not want us to draw back. He wants us to go forth, but we don't do it in our own ability. We do it in the strength of the Lord, and He will strengthen us. In Isaiah 41, verse 10, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Don't fear. Know that God's with you. Always have that God consciousness about you. Never be dismayed or discouraged. God is strengthening you. He is your help. He will uphold you and work in your life to bring forth victory for you. In Isaiah chapter 51, verse 9, he says, "Awake, awake, put on strength, O arm of the Lord." We're the arm of the Lord here in the earth, and we need to awake up. You can't just walk around in a stupor or be lazy. You've got to awake. Awake to who you are in Christ. Awake to your righteousness. Awake to who God is and what He'll do for you. Put on strength. God wants you to be strong in the Lord. But you got to wake up and get in the Word of God and start speaking the Word. Start praying. Start being built up in the Spirit and start becoming what God wants you to be. In Isaiah chapter 52, verse 1, he says again, "Awake, awake, put on thy strength, O Zion, put on thy beautiful garments." If you're going to have strength, he says, put on strength. How are you going to do it? Put on thy beautiful garments. What's that? That's the garments of God. God's got garments. The armor of God are the garments of God. Also, it talks about putting on the garment of praise. When you begin to praise and worship the Lord, that will produce strength. It will bring a strengthening unto you. You should be praising God on a continual basis. Also, you should be getting the armor of God on, which is a continual process. As you get the word in your mind, that produces that armor in the area of the helmet of salvation, which your mind renewed to the truth. As you get the word in your heart, it produces that breastplate of righteousness. That's the word in your heart. As you have the word directing your steps, your feet are shod with the gospel, the preparation of the gospel of peace. As you learn to hold up that shield of faith, you're going to speak the word, and that's going to quench the fiery darts of the wicked one. And as you learn to take that sword of the Spirit, learn to speak forth the word. Learn to speak against that enemy and smite that enemy. See, when you put the armor of God on, you got the word in you, you're going to pray with all manner of prayer in the Spirit, and you are going to see God's power released to bring forth victory for you. You are going to be strengthened. He says, be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. If you'll do these things, God will bring forth strength in your life, and you will overcome. Well, we've got more to talk about, and we're going to continue on this in the next broadcast. Do these principles and watch God's strength come unto you. We'll see you in the next broadcast. God bless you. As you have received the word today, be sure to apply it in your life by doing it. I invite you to visit Jesus is Lord Outreach Center for our weekly services Sunday at 10 and 6:30 and Wednesday at 7. The church is located at 23 Morse Road near High Street in North Columbus. For more information, call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.